Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Huff and it's Wendy Snyder. I'm sure everybody remembers the Love Connection, right? You remember the Love Connection with Chuck Woolery?
Totally remember that. I watched it. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I guess I watched it. There wasn't a lot on TV, so it was kind of funny, and I like Chuck Woolery. I thought he was great.
Am I imagining this? Whenever I think of the Love Connection, it was on very late at night, right? It wasn't on in primetime hours.
I want to say like 11:30, yeah.
Something like that. All right, so the deal on the Love Connection was this. They would set up a guy or sometimes a girl. They would flip roles a little bit, and they would show them videos of three different prospective dates. And then the contestant would choose. Oh, actually, the audience would choose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you had an audience member had a little gizmo that they would click to
right.
see who should be paired up.
Right. So then the contestant would go out with whichever of the three the audience chose as the best date for that person. And they would run a little video of the date, and then Chuck would talk to the person, and then they would all decide if there was going to be a second date or not. It was fun. Well, now they're bringing back the show, The Love Connection.
How old were we when that was on? Because it's funny that we watched that.
I think teenagers, right? We must have been teenagers, right?
Yeah, I guess
right?
that's it. 1983 to 1998.
Was it on that long?
Wow, good work, Chuck
Woolery. I didn't know it was on that long, but I guess it was. All right, so now they're bringing back the show, The Love Connection, and we got a press release, and they said the producers want to come on, and they thought it would be fun if you guys, if neither of you are married, one of you could be a contestant, or if you know somebody there at the station who's an eligible bachelor or bachelorette, we would plug them in, and you and I thought of the same person immediately, right?
Yes, but for different reasons.
Yes. And that person, the most eligible bachelor here at WGN, if not the city.
In all the land,
in
Bill.
In all the land.
Wow.
Is sitting right there, and it's our own Mark Harmon. Hi, Mark.
Well, thanks, guys, for thinking of me. There's a thank you. I think there's a little bit of an ouch, too. Like, okay, yes, I am that guy. So it's great to be here, and I can't wait to dial into your vision of how I can make my life better. I think I'm very open to your suggestions.
I don't think you are.
See,
I think that's what the problem is.
Okay, tell me what the problem is.
You are a great guy. You're good looking. You're funny. You're talented.
Smell like a bunch of roses, you do.
I do shower.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's funny. You must have gotten closer to him than I did. I didn't notice your smell.
Don't get that close.
We've
so
played
close.
Tennis, Wendy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're an athlete. You are a great guy. And it's like everyone says, oh, yeah, Carmen needs a girlfriend. I don't think you're ready. I don't think you're ready to commit.
Well, I think if I was like a what do they call those things they put in the oven, a turnover, I would be overdone at this point. I think that I am well ready.
You passed your prime?
Yeah, and well, no, hold on a second. Let's not put that out there. I think I'm right there in my prime, maybe towards the end of my prime perhaps.
All right.
So,
can you give your age bracket? You don't have to say your exact age, but
unless you want to.
What bracket are you in?
No, I'll give my age. I'm 40. Oh, it's painful. I'm 43.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're still a baby.
Tick, 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 tick. My biological clock is moving along here. We don't want to be the 52-year-old first-time dad. I mean, it's now is the time. Because I do want to have the old, you know, I gotta have my own Serena and Venus. Congratulations, making to the Australian Open final. I know that you wanted to talk a little bit of sports too.
You better get busy then.
I know.
Although Tony Randall was how old when he had babies?
Well, he is still having children, and he has been dead for 8 years, and he's still having kids.
Well, I'd like to know my kids a little bit. I don't need to know them when they're 78, but at least until they're
right
somewhere into the.
But look at this. That shows how much you've thought this out. Is you're not just looking at a woman to be a potential mate, but you're thinking, I want a family and I want all that comes along with that. And that's a good thing, I think.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. Yes, I have thought this through.
Yeah.
Probably.
Although, who did you say you wanted your kids to be, Serena and who?
Serena and Venus.
Okay.
Those would be two African-American children. That could be a tad bit of a difficulty.
Never know.
Right, that's true, too.
Mark, you can do anything you set your mind to.
But right there explains it all to me. He's got this vision of what it's supposed to be. I'm going to get married. She's going to be attractive. We're going to have these great kids they play tennis. What if they don't like tennis? What if they deviate from what's in your head? And I think that's what your hang up is.
Okay, not liking tennis is not an option. That won't happen. But outside of that, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I was on a date fairly recently with someone, and she stands up. She's made some comment about how she's got like really long arms. And I'm like, well, let me see. And she, we extend out the arms. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, what do I mean? I want an athlete. You're You got
to. You said that right to her. I want an athlete.
Yes, yeah. She loved it. I was like, "You're 5'7". You got long arms. Beautiful. I that's
how
perfect.
High up on your list is that as a necessity?
That's some great foreplay. Can I tell you?
It didn't hurt the proceedings. Go ahead. How high is the athlete?
Priority wise, not just athlete, but your long the wingspan on a woman is that important?
The wingspan, it's not huge. That's true. Right. I felt awkward. It was a strange thing to be commenting on. But she was self-conscious about it. I wanted to reassure her. And the truth of the matter was it actually did excite me. So I thought that was fair to say.
Yeah.
I want somebody who enjoys getting out there and doing things.
Right.
Playing tennis or whatever. I don't care what you do. Yoga, basketball, you go skiing, whatever it is, do something.
Something active. There's right.
Let's
not
just,
that.
You know, let's not just kick back on the couch and drink all day. That would be a negative.
Right.
There are a lot of women that are great athletes out there.
Yes.
But I don't know, maybe if you're so tuned into being a great athlete, the social end of things suffers a little bit.
Well, right, we have to have a balance here. Listen, I've had four long-term relationships, Wendy. Four.
At different times?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, they started all the way back in college until like the mid-20s and the early 30s, and then my last one, which was 4 years. I did learn...
That's a long time.
Yeah, that is a long time. What happened?
Well, so what happens is, and this is what I've learned about myself, which is why I'm overdone now, Wendy, and I feel like I have to, like, it's like I'm talking to mom here. I gotta validate myself here. But I learned that in any relationship historically I would get super nervous about the whole we are together forever, ball and chain, all that. That made me nervous. And I used that as a way to stop myself from going forward, finding different little faults. And then whatever it would be, I'd build them up. And then I'd just get out of it. But now I have realized that I'm always going to be a little fearful of that or a lot.
Everyone is a little bit.
And that's just
not
fine.
Fearful, but it's different.
You're cautious.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's right. So
I guess something?
Yes, please.
You mentioned
you've
had four long-term relationships in your life. My guess is that you've been the one that's broken those relationships off and not the girl.
Or Chinese water torture. I don't give them what they want and eventually they leave, that type of thing.
See, the passive aggressive way.
Yep. We've been working on that one too. Passive aggressive, no bueno in dating or in life, period, for that matter.
It's when you get to a point in a relationship that's 4 years is a considerable amount of time together.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's sort of like the pressure's on, mm-hmm. you know, like you can't just keep dating. I mean, you could look at Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell.
Right.
But did you feel pressure that, you know, it's been 4 years now I'm going to have to marry her? I mean,
no. Well, in that last situation, I mean, she was like, she just became convinced that he's never going to do it. I want to get married. Mm-hmm. I'm moving back to New York. Bye.
Yeah. I kind of agree with her, though. If after 4 years, you'd think,
but we don't need to air out the whole differences there. She wasn't exactly a saint.
So maybe it wasn't the perfect. But do you know that maybe you won't find? I mean, Bill talks about finding his soulmate, and some people do, and I might have. I don't know. I love Jim. He's my best friend.
There you go.
I mean, you know, thinking when I was younger, I always thought I'm going to marry a very dark complected guy.
Yeah.
And Jim is not. I mean, you have this vision in your head, but then something clicks and you're like, this person's pretty perfect for me.
Right. Well, I think in my current state right now, I'm trying to date a wide range and a wide way of look, the whole thing. Blonde, right. Brunette, tall, short, this, that, the whole... I mean,
Long arms are a plus.
Must have long arms.
End of the day, you need the connection, right?
Right.
So that's really what it comes down to.
On the good side, and I give you a big credit for this, you're not just looking, it doesn't seem like you're looking for a quick one-night stand or anything like that. You seem to be looking for something that is long-lasting, possibly forever, and I think that's good for you.
That's correct, Bill. At this point in my life, it's certainly, I mean, intercourse is wonderful, but we'd actually like to have a real connection before that went down, and you were actually building something rather than just getting active,
right,
so to speak.
And you used that phraseology, intercourse, with her, I
guess.
Yes, I
do.
Would you
it's
like
a big
to have turn intercourse?
On, Bill, when yeah. guys say that.
Always
I gotta
intercourse.
Tell you.
Well, right. we are on 720 WGN. Let's right. keep. I guess we
decorum.
Right.
Absolutely. Mark Harmon is here. He's looking for a mate. 10th caller. As we went to it's Bill and Wendy on WGN. All right, it's us. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our friend Mark Harmon is here, and there's a good reason for it. They're bringing back the show The Love Connection. So the producer said, we want to come on, and we want you guys, me and Wendy, to introduce us to an eligible bachelor there that you know that we can set up on one of our shows. Well, we immediately thought of Mark Harmon. Handsome as all get out. Smells like a dozen roses. We said, let's get Mark Harmon in here and set him up with the producers. And then when we mentioned Mark's name to the producers, they say, yeah, we're not showing up.
Yeah.
So Mark's still here, and we're trying to figure out why you're not with somebody.
Well, it could be. You know, I did go on a dating game back, it's roughly 20 years ago now, maybe 18, on NBC5.
That, did you?
Yeah. And it was me and two other dudes, right? And I did not get picked. And maybe it was the pain of not getting picked right there that is still just resonating to this day.
I bet.
You know, you think too much. Seriously. I mean, if you fall in love with somebody and, you know, there are issues, then it might not be the right person. When you fall in love with somebody and want to do whatever you can to make that work, it doesn't matter if there are family issues or other things. You haven't found the right person yet, evidently.
The whole thinking less thing. How do you do that exactly?
I don't know. It's really hard. Candy Crush, I recommend.
Right.
Turn your brain off.
Mark, people have said to you, love happens when you least expect it. If you go out looking for it, you're not going to find it. But if you're not thinking about it, it just happens. I'm sure people have given you that advice.
Yeah,
right?
I get confused by that one, too. What am I supposed to do? Sit in the corner and not be on every dating app and trying to go out on dates? I mean, what does that look like?
It's hard to date now. Al has called in with a suggestion, which you may be aware about.
So we were going to get an Al list, but okay, Al.
No, this is different.
Hi, okay. Al. This is Mark Harmon.
Hey, guys. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Mark. I've also enjoyed listening to all the tennis talkers and now the tennis player. So keep it up.
Are Thanks, you calling Al. To date him, Al?
No, I'm not.
But you do have an idea.
Well, there was a site called Tennis Date. .com where you can actually, you know, meet somebody who wants to play tennis. And it doesn't, you know, it can be just, you know, non-physical, if you will. It could just, you know, meet some other tennis players. And you like athletic people, there's fitnesssingles.com, there's tennismatch.com, tennispassions.com. So
have you tried all these, Mark?
Yeah, Al, I haven't. Al, just a question. Do they list the level on there? Do they say if they're a 3-5-4-0?
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Al, great suggestion. I appreciate it. But you know what I'm talking about, Bill.
I do know.
Thank you, Al.
You want somebody who's compatible but can also hit a backhand.
Right. They got to be able to do both.
Right.
Forehand and backhand, ideally.
Back before I was married, before Wendy was married, the internet wasn't a component when it came to dating, and now it's a major component. What has your luck been with those dating websites? Have you done okay or not?
You certainly have the ability to keep yourself active. That's
sure.
There's a plethora of women out there.
Yeah.
So, I think
volume's not an issue.
Right.
Right.
And I am listen.
Quality though.
But there's great quality, I think, everywhere. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever. In my expert single 43 way, I don't think you just know where it's coming from. It could come from a dating app. It could come from a setup. It could come from who knows, right?
But here's the thing, and as my wise old aunt, who's no longer with us.
Aunt?
Yeah, aunt. Yeah. We just called her aunt.
Yeah.
She always said, you know, Wendy, try it out. You can never have too many friends, which is really kind of great advice. If you do go through tennis.com or whatever that is, and you meet somebody to play tennis with, maybe you're not having a romantic connection, but maybe it's a new friend. Maybe as you meet her and you meet a friend of hers, that's where the least expected comes in.
Right, exactly, which is... a great way to, that's why, I mean, as far as like just going out right now, it's like, I'm willing to go out, period. I don't need to be massively attracted by your picture online to go out with you. Maybe there's a lot more going on. Who
Mark,
knows?
I've seen this in movies and I've seen this on sitcoms. I don't know if this happens in real life, but there's always two people, a guy and a girl, who are really good friends for years, and they make a pact, and they say, if we're 45 and neither of us are married, we're getting married. Have you made that pact with anybody?
I did, but she got married.
Oh.
Without you?
A traitor.
I know. It's unbelievable, right?
That's just
I had that one locked in. It was a good one.
Don't you have any friends, girlfriend? I was friends with Jimmy Mac for like 3 or 4 years before we even started dating. I always thought he was cute, but, you know, we were just friends.
Right, the actual friend connection. Yeah, I mean, no one leaps to mind on that one.
You need more friends. 773 says, my son was 44 when he married and had their daughter. I almost gave up. This must be from his mother.
No.
So, I mean, and it is hard to meet people as you get older, but there are more ways to do it, which Bill pointed out.
My brother was 46, got married, has a kid. That
happened. So it's possible. It shows you that it's that close to home.
Absolutely.
Mark, how about this one? I almost offered up my 38-year-old daughter to Mark until he said he had 4 serious relationships. We're out.
What,
wow,
why?
That's rough. That's rough.
I don't understand why you'd be out.
It's like buying used tires.
See, at this point, I don't get that, because what do you want me to have not dated at all? That would be a bigger concern, I would think. Right.
That would be a huge
concern. Maybe because there's no end to that. 4 serious relationships with no payoff. Maybe that's what she means.
Right. Well, we all have our growth areas, so that's my next frontier, I guess.
I got one more. 772 says, my 26-year-old single artsy-fartsy daughter lives in Chicago, 6 feet tall, not sure of arm length, runs as a hobby, ran the Chicago Marathon this year. Any interest?
6 feet tall, 26 years old. I mean, you're talking about a 17-year age range. Does she want to go out with an older dude? If she does, I'll go out with her.
All right, Jim, you need to text us more information and then contact your artsy-fartsy daughter.
Mark, I'm not a religious man, but I will pray for you.
You guys have been great. I appreciate the support.
We have not.
You have. You have. You brought me in.
We want you to be, you know that, both Wendy and I, every time your name comes up, we go, how in the world is he by himself?
I know. I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense.
I feel legit caring and support from both of you, and I thank you sincerely, and I mean that. I don't know if we have got to the end point from this last 20 minutes of radio, but we didn't go backwards either.
No.
So I thank you greatly.
That's progress.
Although now I've decided to go through all my contacts and
see if there's somebody.
Now you're cooking with gas.
All right.
Look at that look. She just.
We'll find you somebody.
Well, there might be someone now that I'm thinking about it.
All right.
See,
all right.
Dig deep.
Mark, good luck. Always great to see you.
We love like you, Mark.
Way you said that, I feel like I'm never going to see you guys again.
Not true.
Thank you so much.
That's Mark Carmen. He needs a woman so bad. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.